Man, listen, at the end of the day, we gotta talk about shit. If you don't talk about the shit, you won't deal with the shit. You gotta cope. A lot of us cope negatively, some positively. But you gotta talk about it. And talking about it sometimes opens up the window to just get through it and realize you're not the only one. Thou must cope.
What is your definition of dating?
Well, to me, dating is spending time basically trying to get to know someone. That could be actual going out on a date. That could be chilling with each other. Very familiar, very casual type of thing. That's dating to me.
Dating. I'll say chilling, fucking. Yeah, getting to know each other. That's about it.
Okay, so we already off on some shit. So that makes me want to ask you, you said chilling, fucking. So does fucking have to be a part of dating?
Nah, it don't have to be a part of it, but I feel like if I'm going to make you my girlfriend, I got to see if your pussy good or the sex good or something. You can't just be around each other and not have nothing sexual going on.
I don't really have a straightforward answer for that because, you know, kind of coming out of a long relationship back before when I was dating, you know, I wasn't fucking anybody. If I was dating, sex was not always involved. So I kind of don't really know. But as an adult, I feel like there's nothing wrong with having sex with whoever you're getting to know because it wouldn't make sense to date. And then you start having sex with your significant or your person or whatever now. And then you done fucked up something because the dick whack, you feel me? Or the pussy's whack or whatever. And then you just wasted your mad time. So it kind of when you step into adulthood, that shit just makes sense to start fucking and, you know, learning each other sexually while you're dating. But exclusively. For me, it got to be exclusive if we're going to be fucking.
But what is exclusive?
I feel like, you know, if we're seeing each other and we have verbally acknowledged something, like we're fucking each other, I would expect that person not to be fucking other people. And same for me, obviously.
So then I would like to ask both of y'all, can you date more than one people? One of my people, oh shit. Can you date more than one person at a time?
Hell yeah. Why not? I got to find out who the fuck I like the best. It's like a game. The pick of the litter. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you can date. I don't believe in, okay, no, fuck that. You can get to know more than one person at one time, but I just watch communication is key with everything. Like, you just got to be upfront and honest with people. And it may seem overwhelming because it's overwhelming to me, but really be discussing feeling at this point in time because you could be dating or got your pick of the litter or whatever of four bitches that you've seen, but one may be feeling you a lot, but you're like trying to even the playing field just to see what's going on. And then next thing you know, this person's steadily growing feelings for you and you're feeling this other girl. So communication is just the most important part to date and dating to me.
So then I would want to ask, what's the maximum amount of people that you feel like it's okay to date at once? Or is there a max? Is it just like rock out with your cock out, which doesn't have to be like literally just sexual?
I feel like there's no max. I just feel like it's what you can handle. I can't associate with too many people at one time. I can't put all that energy to separate people, you know, with, you know, learning about people and getting to know these people. And like, just that's a lot. Like, remember, like, now I'm not saying we're grown as fuck, but like remembering favorite colors, favorite sports teams, you know, trying to, you know, establish something with someone, that's just too much, you know, to be doing with more than like two or three people. But honestly, there is no max. Like, I wouldn't be mad if a guy told me that, oh yeah, I got a couple other friends that I'm getting to know, whatever, that's cool. But no, me, I'm not fucking with more than like two people at one time, two or three people, because I just can't put that energy and I have too much shit going on to be worrying at that many people, friends, family. That's a lot, you know. And to be giving people a fair shot, equal amount of energy for me as well, I just don't see, for me, going talking to more than two or three people.
I agree with 2 or 3 too. I mean, I done dated that many people, but I have talked to more than 2 to 3 people, if that makes sense.
It doesn't. Can you explain?
So, like, the people that I'm dating, like, I see them. Like, those are people that I see. Those are people that I hang out with, go to, you know, dinner, we chill, we do things together. But the people that's outside of that, you know, we're just texting. I mean, yeah, I may see them every now and then, but it's not a consistent thing.
Okay. I get you. So then I would like to ask y'all, like, what role does each person play? Like, is each person in the role of, like, and, you know, it doesn't have to be sexually, but if you're open to having sex with more than one person at the time, does each person get sex from you or vice versa? Does each person get to go on actual dates or things that cost money? Does each person get gifts? Or is it like, you know, this person I'm filling out for the conversation, this person I like to hang out with, and this person it's for some other shit? Like, do you put people in different roles, or is it literally like a game and everybody just playing to get you?
I treat it like a game. Like, you gotta, I mean, everybody is getting the same thing. Like, I don't mind spending money on you. I don't mind paying for dinner. I don't mind none of that shit. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm going to choose who I want to choose. But at this point, there's nobody. I'm just going through the motions.
I wouldn't really say I would place roles, but I feel like roles happen. Like, you could have someone that you like chilling with because y'all like have that little, a more intimate bond. And that might be a person you talk with, you just like, you know, relax and like Netflix and chilling with this person. And then you could have another person that's like, you like going on dates because they need like the drink and, you know, be outside with it and things like that. So I feel like it just naturally happens, but I wouldn't, you know, put my, all my, lay my shit out like, oh, this person right here is gonna be the person I buy shit for, this one over here is the one I want to travel with. Like, that's just you playing like a, what are you, a puppet master? I don't like that. But yeah,
so like, what if one of the people want to be exclusive? Like, what if one of the people, so say if both of y'all, right, y'all got 3 people that y'all dating, what if one of them is like, okay, I want to make it so we're dating exclusively, we ain't gotta have a title, but I don't want you dealing with anybody else? What's gonna be your response? How are you going about that?
Sorry for you.
Yo!
Jesus. I mean, that's why communication is key, because if something like that pops up, that shouldn't be a pop-up thing. Like, if you being real honest and upfront with people progressively, then I don't feel like that should hit, that shouldn't be a shocker. Like, you know, if you're keeping up with, and you know, and it kind of depends on if you're feeling that person or not. But again, if you're telling this person like, oh yeah, I'm really been feeling you lately, I really love spending time with you, you can't be saying that to everybody. Like, if you are, then you need to go sit the fuck down and chill out for a little while, because clearly you're not doing it right. So I mean, if this person that you're not expressing that type of energy to, but pops up and like, hey, you know what, I think I just want to start fucking you, that shouldn't go like that if you were being, you know, actively communicated with them.
Now, well, when I say sorry for you, though, it's like I'm already coming in the game telling you that I don't want no relationship. So I don't want anything that could, if we do get, if we're exclusive, that's going to basically mean we're in a relationship, basically. And, oh, I ain't got time for none of that right now.
So you're dating with the intent to literally just date.
Yeah, definitely. Until, you know, I get out of wherever the fuck I'm in and feel like, you know, this is the time, I'm tired of playing games, and I want to choose that one person.
What does that even look like, though? Like, you're dating with the intent to just date, so obviously you're setting some boundaries because you can't control your feelings. So how are you making sure that you don't catch feelings for none of these bitches? Just bitches, period. Like, how are you making sure that, women, sorry, I had to kind of think about that. I fuck with y'all, women. How are you making sure that you're not catching feelings for none of these girls? Because you can't control and just be like, oh, I don't want to have a relationship, so I'm just going to date and just have fun and continue to fucking have fun. Feelings fucking come. Like, I get being like, I came in this in the in the beginning saying I didn't want a relationship. But motherfuckers say that shit all the time and then be in a relationship.
Except for me, though. Like,
you fooling yourself.
Nah, but for real, though, like, I don't catch feelings. Like, yeah, I may like you because, I mean, I like what we're doing. I like things about you, but I know that at this time, I don't really see it going anywhere farther than what we're doing because that's just where I am in life.
So your last girlfriend, what happened with that? How did you get in a relationship? Because I'm not understanding.
I DM'd her. She DM'd me back, got her number. We FaceTimed that night. 2 days later, she came to my dorm room. She stayed the night. The next week, she had a damn drawer in my damn dorm room. And shit, we was together all day, but we never said, like, you know, this is my girlfriend, this is my boyfriend. Like, we were just going with the flow and end up being what it was.
So when you DM'd her, did you DM her with the expectation, like, I don't want a relationship, I'm just trying to chill? Or were you open for a relationship then? Because basically what you're saying is it just turned into a relationship. So some feelings had to catch somewhere if she get in a drawer and all type of shit.
Well, she got the drawer because she was there every goddamn day. So, and she would get up in the morning and go all the way to her dorm room to get dressed and all that. I'm like, but that's pointless. You might as well just, you feel me? But what was your question again?
Feelings had to arise somewhere. And if you were going in this and saying or feeling you didn't want a relationship, what the hell changed and why couldn't that happen now?
Oh, well then, I mean, I was open to it. Like, I was open to it and I really fucked with her. Like, she was helping a nigga out during the time. Like, it was just something genuine that I liked.
Or she was beneficial?
She was beneficial at the time. And shit, it happened. And she broke my heart, so now...
But, we're not here for that. All right, I'm gonna have to stop that. And I'm not editing that out. I just want everybody to know this is not what we're here for. We're not here for intervention today. Thou must cope, but we're gonna cope about that one later. And so for my female guests, okay, you said that, you know, communication is key, which I definitely agree with. Like, you know, if you're telling a person you feeling them, they telling you, they feeling you, you starting to not fuck with some of the people sometimes and all of that. I could see how, you know, you should be able to see when that's coming. But then there are some people where you can fuck with them, but I fuck with you and I really do like you, but that don't mean I want to be exclusive with you. So like, what, at that moment, do you just let the person know, like, yeah, I don't want that?
Yeah, you have to be honest. Like, I'm not ready for that next step yet. And they take it for what it is. If they're not with it, then bye. And I got two more left to go through. Like, you just, because I would not put myself in a situation where I'm not quite ready to start having sex with someone, but do it because I kind of like them and they kind of ready. Like, that doesn't work that way. Do you get stuck in a situation and it becomes like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Not routine, but like, I don't know where I'm looking for, but you just become accustomed to, like, you know, not quite being ready with this person, but they're steadily going because they think it's, you know, it's going in that direction that they want it to go, because you just start doing things, you know, without completely respecting your own morals or goals or whatever you have set for yourself in this new situationship or relationship.
So then my question goes back to the both of y'all. Like, okay, so right now we will consider what y'all are talking about, a lineup. Okay. Some people, when you bringing them into the lineup, they understand that they are part of the lineup and, you know, okay, cool, you're part of their lineup too. What about those people that don't want to be in a lineup and they want to be like, choose me, choose me? Do you just be like, fuck it, I'm not dating you because you want to be the only one and I already told you that? Or do you just kind of just cater to them, make them feel good, but just also make it known, like, I'm still fucking with other people, you wilding on that shit, but, you know, you can stay here? Like, what the fuck do you do?
I never... I had nobody come into the situation asking about a lineup. Like, they worry about them and that's all that it is. It's not worrying about nobody else. So I just go from there.
Okay, but I know you personally, and I also know that the women sometimes that you deal with do be worried about other people and don't be wanting you to talk to other people. So obviously they don't just be worried about them, because if they was worried just about them, they would feel like they was the only fuck person. They got to know somebody else there, and they is worried because they out here trying to compete low-key and sabotage.
But it depends. Like, most of the people that be worried about other people would be worried about my ex at the time. So now it's like nobody don't know nothing. They just assume that I'm, you know, messing with other people, but they don't know that for sure.
And for my female?
You know, I feel like things are kind of different for a male and a female in this situation, because I feel like men, when they want you or want your attention, they tend to be a little more aggressive and less open to hearing that, oh, I'm fucking with other people too, but, you know, that, like a girl telling them that, because, you know, people, oh, she talking to several people, oh, she a hoe, like, so quickly, that I just feel like it's just not the same thing, like, you know. Wait, repeat the question.
You on the right track. I asked you, like, since you're saying you're dating multiple people, basically that means you have a lineup. So what happens? Like, do people come in this like, oh, well, I don't want you talking to other people? Do you just be like, oh, okay, well, you're not the person for me. I'm not finna be in this dating shit with you because I told you that I'm dating multiple people. Or do you kind of let them get in where the fuck they fit in and, you know, still deal with them, but also just let them know, like, nigga, I do talk to other people. That is just, it is what it is.
That's going to cause conflict, though, as you go on, because even though, like, you, they expressing their feelings because they obviously want to be the only one, so you catering to their feelings but still letting them know is not satisfying them, so it's going to be a reoccurring problem moving forward. You know, also, aside of all of this real quick, I don't have a lot of dating experience, so this is strictly off of what I feel. And, you know, as we're talking and then, like, I'm hearing out the male guests, like, you know, things are really different because I am one of those freshly single people from a long shit, you know. So it's just, and before then I wasn't really you know, I was doing my thing, but, like, don't get me wrong, I am not who I was when I was goddamn 18 or 19, but I was never dating no one. Like, I was always fucking with people when I felt like it. So to actually be getting to know people now and, you know, being mature and hearing people, like, acknowledging people's feelings and respecting people's feelings is really different. So it's like, it's stressful. And then all that stuff just makes me not want to fuck with anybody because people are just so demanding. And but people know what they want. And it's kind of not fair because not everybody has just got up a long ass relationship, you know? So it's like, you know, you can't even, you got to go about it. And you have to be sensitive to people's feelings. And as I'm getting, you know, back older, back into myself and things like that, I just never was sensitive to people's feelings. And now that you have to acknowledge that, it's really different. It's very different. Because I didn't care about that before. But now you have to actually care about that if you want to, you know, establish something with people.
I did have a girl that say, like, if we fucking, I'm the only one you should be fucking. And if you do go out and fuck somebody else, just let me know so I can have the option to, you know, continue fucking you or not.
Did you let her know?
Let her know what?
So now you a virgin? I'm just trying to understand, because let's not play here.
Nah, I haven't told her anything.
Are we just gonna hope she don't listen to the podcast, because there goes your answers, boo.
That shit happened the last time me on this damn podcast.
I'm out here ruining relationships.
Hell yeah.
Communication is key.
But nah, for real though. Back to what my female guest said, I definitely agree, because I didn't have the same situation that you had, because you did have like a completely different experience with the longevity of your relationship and then also the extent of the relationship. But like, jumping back into dating is weird as fuck, because we do have the same experience in the sense of, like, we were dogging niggas in high school, then went wanting to fall in love and shit. And now it's like, okay, coming back into the playing field of dating, that shit is extremely different. Cause it's like, okay, I did take my time caring about this one nigga, but I'm not used to caring about people that I'm dating. I'm used to doing things only for myself and being selfish. Now I have to be considerate that everybody don't want to fucking play games, but I just want to play games right now. But at the same time, I do know, like, in the future, I might want to be married, but that don't mean, yeah, it's a lot, and it's very different. It's very different. And so I do have the question to ask, like, what does that transition into dating look like? Like, are you skeptical? How do you go from, like, being in a relationship to now I'm dating and I'm possibly dating multiple people? Did you come in this in the mindset that you could date multiple people, or did you think, like, no, I only supposed to get to know one person? And I want to hear from my female first, and then I want to hear what my male has to say.
It's hell, honestly. Like, it's hell, because it's so many factors plays into it. Like, for one, you have to get back out here and learning how to, you know, socialize and get to know people. And if that was never a strong suit for you, then you start to, you know, double back, and then you're like, dang, do I find someone new? Do I fuck with someone from the past? Do I rekindle something? And, you know, and some things are just left better in the past. But if you can think about, like, something that, you know, is memorable from that situationship, or when you were briefly talking to someone, then you want to pull that back up, and, you know, that's a different person now, like someone that you was talking to x many years back, and, you know, and they had something that, you know, a little sparkle there, but they have grown over these several years, and then now you having a conflict because you want the old thing but they are new things. So it's just, you know, back and forth, and then, like, you don't even know how to, like, you don't want to talk to one, think you want to just talk to one person, and then next thing you know, you're settling again. So that's scary. And then, like, I have a hard time, like, kind of the older I'm getting, the less focused I am, the harder it is for me to text people back. Not whole conversation, but remember to communicate with people. Just, you know, you can't try to talk to get to know someone, but you don't want to pick up your phone and be on the phone. So it's like, it's a struggle. And I don't recommend it.
You don't recommend dating?
No, stay single.
So how you plan on getting married?
One day.
But it wasn't hard for me to get back into dating, because, I mean, I wasn't a relationship nigga anyways. So it was like, I just had to get over my feelings for that other person. But, you know, getting back in these streets won't nothing. It was just second nature to me.
So that's the other thing. I just feel like, so I was on an app earlier called Clubhouse for my male. I know you know what that is. My female, I don't think you know too much about it. But, like, they were up there talking about how, like, with relationships, men and women handle breakups differently. And they said that they believe that women get over the relationship easier and quicker than men do. Although we're very emotional, they said they feel like men actually, it takes a while for them to disconnect, because they're not as vocal with their emotions, or they're not as, like, outward with their emotions, like showing it, like, I'm heartbroken, bro, like, da, da, da. Whereas women, we gonna cry, we gonna post our shit, and then we'll kind of bounce back. Men, they can go on, try to replace the void, fill the void with bitches, and whole time they go over here like, but this bitch ain't my girl though, and da, 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 da. So then it's like, you know, I want to ask, like, was it really easy getting back in there, or was it that you was just like, fuck it, it is what it is, I'm finna do what I do, and the feelings will leave when the feelings leave?
No, it was definitely, like, that shit happened in January. I was messing with somebody the last week of January. Then it was somebody else. Then I had multiple people by then. But like I said, it was, I didn't understand how much I really, you know, felt for that person until after the fact. So once I got over that, it was like, well, shit, it is what it is.
Interesting. I think that's so interesting, because I just feel like dating overall, like my female guest said earlier, it's so different for men versus women. Like men, they can date multiple girls at once, but with women, you dating multiple niggas and he over here like, I should be the only one. I'm not finna pay for your food if another nigga pay for your food. Why does any of that shit matter, bro? Mind your fucking business. Are you going to date me or are you going to date me? Are we doing this dating shit or not? It don't matter what the hell else I got going on. But with women, nigga, keep it real with us and we take it as what it is. Like, okay, you talking to other people. You know, I'm not entitled to you because we aren't together. I don't want to be together. It is what it is. But why come when it's the opposite? Niggas have a fucking issue with that shit. Especially if a nigga liking you. It's like niggas is so fucking territorial. And I feel like even like when it comes to the flip side, going back to being single, niggas once again just have it easier. Like niggas can just jump right back in it. Women, we over here thinking about the shit like, damn, that's a lot more emotions. I have to communicate. I have to do this. Niggas out here, shit, here go this bitch. Here go this bitch. Take this bitch out today. Fuck this bitch tomorrow. Don't take this bitch back. Oh, this bitch got an attitude. Okay, let me pick up. Call her real quick. And it's nothing.
I tell my women, don't let me be your only one, because like I want you to date other people because I know what type of time I own. And I know most of them, you know, they may want relationships soon or whatever they want, but I'm not there. So yeah, y'all go date other people. If y'all choose me to be your only one for the time being, I mean, that's on you. Don't just expect more than what we already doing.
Do y'all want to be married at some point?
Yeah.
Hell no, cuz.
Heavy on at some point, though.
Heavy on the some point and then hell no. Nah. Okay, so for my male, that means you're literally dating just to fucking date. Like, are you telling these women that you never want to go anywhere with this?
I want a life partner.
He has not mentioned that to none of them, I promise.
What?
But do you want a life partner one day?
Yes, I have.
So if you dating, approximately how many women are you dating right now? Approximate. Allegedly, you ain't even got to get close, you know, the exact number, but in a realm of things.
I say, now, it might be one, but last week or 2 weeks ago, probably two.
Okay, so let me rephrase this. Including the people that you're talking to, how many would that be? Hefty.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. Pretty heavy.
Male friend, what is the difference between talking and dating to you?
Talking, like I said, we dating. Like I said, you came to the crib. You goddamn see my mother. My mother speak to you. We go out on dates. We may plan a trip or two.
I'm going to say, nigga, your mama speak to me, but we don't go out on date plans.
We do
plan trip too.
Exactly. We ain't dating. I ain't fucking none of y'all. Hell no. But, It's basically we're in a relationship, but we ain't. There ain't no title to it. We doing what we doing. And the motherfuckers I talk to, we just talking and, you know, you may let me slide a couple times. That's about it.
So the people you're dating, it's just more consistent. It's a week-to-week basis.
Like an everyday thing.
Wow. So you be talking to multiple, you can talk to multiple women every day. That's not tiring?
Mm-mm.
So, when it comes to you saying that you only want a life partner, you're only telling this to those that you're dating, not the ones you're talking to.
Correct. Unless the girls that, like, I'm texting, they may ask that question, like, do you want to get married? And I say, no. Why?
So, do you ever, like, do women ever transition from talking to dating? Do they ever go up? They ever get promoted?
Yeah, some get promoted.
And you demote them again? Because I'm just trying to figure out why last week you had two. Now you got one and you got heavy on the talking.
Well, I don't want to try to argue with me and I won't with the arguing shit. So I had to step back a little bit because shit was getting realer than what it's supposed to be.
Respect. Okay. And so, as for my female guest, you said that basically eventually you want to be married. How are you going to get there?
I just feel like I just need time. That's all it is, honestly. Like, while bullshit aside, I just need some time to, like, you know, I want to casually speak to some people here and there. If I want to chill with someone, you know, on a vibe out with someone kind of thing. Like, I want to be able to do that, but I don't want to build anything right now because it's been a while, but it's still kind of fresh. And I feel like I'm a relationship person. So I don't want to jump into something, and I also don't want someone to feel like I am using them to get over something or help myself, you know, get there or get past this person. Not really, because I am past that person, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want no one to feel used. And to avoid all that extra shit, avoid all wasting my time, and then people having second guesses because I'm who I am, and sometimes I don't like talking to people, or sometimes, you know, I don't want to be bothered with someone, and some people just can't handle that shit. So it's like, it's just best, all ways you look at it, it's just best if I just chill and dolo. That's all. But I do want to be married before I'm like,
yeah, think about that shit, because I'm over here like, okay, so you chilling now. Nothing is wrong with you chilling. I support that shit, but you chilling now, you just need time. Then you like, but I want to be married before. Okay, because when is she going to date the motherfucker? Because I felt like you was going to say something before 30 and it won't go out to make sense.
It wasn't going to make sense. And time is going by so quickly with all this chaotic COVID shit. Like, I feel like this year flew, and I'm about to be 30 soon. So, like, it's a lot going on. I don't want to say, oh, I'm going to be married before 40, because what the fuck is that? Like, that just sounds crazy to say something like that. But it's like, now at this point, I can't even, like, the way things have turned, I can't place dates and, you know, age goals on anything, because I don't know which way things are going to be going. You know, I don't want to chill forever. Like, I don't need another year or two to chill, but I don't want to put a time frame on me chilling because I don't want to feel rushed.
I support that. I feel that. And so for my male, how do you figure out who you want to be your life partner?
When I figure out or don't want to do this shit no more. When I just feel like I don't want to be seeing multiple people. I don't want to be talking to multiple people. Like, I mean, I ain't going to say I enjoy it, but like, I like the conversation that different women give.
Okay, so I mean, you like talking to different people. So basically what you're telling me is all these women just got to be okay with just dating you till you ready to settle down. I ain't got shit to do with them. But when you be like, you know what? I'm over this shit. Now we can transition into life partners.
Man, the way I just couldn't word that right without coming off ignorant as hell. God damn.
But the thing is, no, I don't want none of them waiting for me. That's the thing. Like, if you wait, that is on you. Like, nothing. I never say, you know, you should wait for me.
Captain Time Waits
for me. I'm going to do me regardless, and you got the choice to either be here or not. My life going to move on with you or without you.
So you're fine with potentially not having any life partner after you play all these games?
Yeah, if it happens, it happens. So I came in this bitch alone. I'm going to die alone too. So it is what it is.
Okay, Mr. Alone Ass Nigga. Like, all right.
No, but I do want to have one person, though. Like, somehow I'm going to get there.
Yeah, that's my other thing. Like, I just don't understand that whole shit. Like, I have a friend. I have a friend, and he always says, it don't even matter. That doesn't matter. He always says that he tells his male friends, how do you expect?
Wait, no. What?
Just fucking listen, nigga. Damn. I'm going to get there. Just give me a second. So I have a friend who was a typical ain't shit nigga like the rest of the niggas. But now he's getting older. He knows what he wants out of life. So he's, you know, making the effort to change to be this person that he wants to be, because he knows one day he wants to be married, have his own legacy, have kids, whatever. And so he always tells his male friends, so like the bros and all of that, like, bruh, How do you expect to ever commit to one woman if you never commit to one woman? You can't just go from dating multiple women to now I'm about to settle with this person and only deal with them. You're not going to know how to do that. You got to test that shit out and slowly basically wean yourself off and get used to dealing with one person. It ain't going to be no whole, oh, I just be dating people and now, you know what? I'm tired of games. I'm finna goddamn get me a life partner. I'm only going to talk to her. That shit is not realistic.
I done it before, though. I was in a relationship. So it ain't hard. It's just wanting to do it.
So why do niggas cheat?
Why do niggas cheat?
Yeah.
Shit, I guess they fill in the void. Shit, I don't know. I don't cheat. Mm. Black men don't cheat.
That's crazy as fuck.
It's wild.
I've been cheated on by a black man.
Same.
He probably had some Indian in him or some shit. And they won't black. I'm cheating right now.
Okay. All right. Okay, black men don't cheat, so that's some other race that do that type of shit. All right, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so for my female guests, like, how would you know when you want somebody to be your, like, well, your, when, how would you know when you like, okay, I'll be ready to be married? Like, do you even know what it would take for you to be like, I'm ready to be married?
I mean, like, I feel like if I'm dating someone and, you know, we're progressing and things is building, there has to be a point where it's like, are we going to just keep dating forever or are we going to take this to the next step?
So are you going to pressure him?
I said it would have to be a mutual feeling. Like, we both have to feel like, wake up one day like, yo, what are we still doing here? We've been boyfriend and girlfriend for like 2 or 3 years. What's next? You know? So,
You looking for something like a marriage or something after 2 to 3 years, or that was just,
no, I'm just saying, like, if time is going by, you know, actually with a new person, see, that's the thing about the new people and old people. If there are some people in my past that I could date, I mean, I could get in a relationship with. Now that's not counting dating and talking and all that good stuff. Actually get into a relationship with, and after three years go by, I could feel like we could go to the next level. But with a new person, you don't know that. But I don't feel like there is no set time, because people get married in a year and they live happily ever after. Niggas get married in 6 months and get divorced is a year later. So I don't feel like you can place a time on any of that, honestly. It's just what it feels right. But I don't know what that feeling is, and I have to get there, because I kind of thought I knew what that felt like, but I really didn't know what that felt like. So it's like,
hold on. Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, I know, like, okay, for the male guest, you're just like, oh, so you gonna pressure him? No, I'm not pressuring him. Am I giving him an ultimatum? Something like it. Hell yeah. Like, and that's the thing. This is the problem that I have with men. Men feel like you setting a boundary and an expectation means it's forced. No, it's not forced. You still have a choice. If I tell you, okay, we've been dating for 2 years, I'm tired of being your boyfriend, or your girlfriend, for my case, I'm tired of being your girlfriend, your baby mama, whatever the hell, I would like to move forth to the next level. And I'm saying this because I'm not dating anyone that doesn't also see marriage in their future. So we're going to know that we both want to be married. If I tell you that and you're just like, you're not ready, and I'm like, okay, like, I can do it another year, but after that year, we're going to have to figure out what are we doing, and it's going to be nothing. You make the decision to think that was forced. That was not forced. That was just me letting you know I'm not wasting no time. So you don't have to propose to me. No, you don't. But just know we will be breaking up, because you don't feel like I'm going to be your wife. What the fuck are we waiting around for? We've been playing house and doing all this other cute shit. Okay, well, I hope you find the woman that's for you, because it's not going to be me. Period.
So you're going to mess up a good thing, because he that's not fine. Ready to propose to you.
I'm not going to be someone's girlfriend for 6 or 7 years. I'm going to do that. I don't think you will see eye to eye on this, because you don't see marriage in your future. So I just don't feel like there will be no common ground for this.
That's facts.
But see, but my thing with marriage is, like, why, like, for what was just said, like, that's basically putting a time on it. Like, yeah, if I'm gonna marry you, I'm gonna do it when I feel like it's time to do this shit. I don't need you to say, well, in a year, if you ain't proposed to me, then I'm gonna move on. Like, what the fuck?
But that's when things have gone on too long. Like, it's too much time is going by, and this, there's no progression. There's, what are we doing? We're about to be, we're 33 and we're still boyfriend and girlfriend. We've been dating for the last 10 years. What the hell is that? Like, I'm not telling you have to do it. If you don't want to do it, let me know so I can leave.
But are you not happy in those 10 years y'all been together?
Which is,
no, let me
get, there's no common ground because you don't see marriage in your future.
No, but I'm asking the question. Are you happy during those 10 years?
Listen, you the same nigga that just said you don't want nobody to wait around for you. It's the same fucking principle. It's not that I'm not happy. It's that I've been ready. I gave you some more time. If you're not ready, that's fine. But I'm ready and I've been ready for 2 fucking years. I'm done. I'm not waiting for you to get ready. I'm going to move on. I will find me someone that is ready, or I will be by myself. We're not finna play this whole waiting game. If we've been over here having kids, doing all of this shit, you know you want to be married. I want to be married, and you don't see me as being your wife. Obviously, there's something I'm lacking, and that's the reason you're not ready to commit, or you have some internal issues you need to deal with. So you go deal with that, or since I'm a lacking ass bitch, I'll go take my ass home because obviously I'm not the one for you. I can respect that, okay? You're not ready. I'm sorry that you're not that. Hey, the time clock has run up. It's run out. So I love you. Peace and blessings. Period.
Will we still be friends afterwards?
We got kids. We can be cordial. We related to the same child. I guess I got to know your ass.
Ever since I read that, I've loved that statement, yo. Like, that I don't worry about him. Like, we just related to the same damn baby. That's all.
Related to the same fucking baby. And it's just like, I also feel like that's manipulative as fuck for you to be like, can we still be friends? Why? Why does that matter?
Because I love you. What you mean?
Okay. And you can love me from a fucking far. Nah, while I love another friend to begin with. That was it. Yeah, we're just not going to see eye to eye on this because you're not in the same position, excuse me. And I also would like to say this to you. Like, I understand that marriage is not in your future. You don't want that, and you don't have to want that. But you also have to realize that not being married does cause a lot of problems with your long-term fucking boyfriend or girlfriend. If me and you are married by common law, which don't stand for shit, and you pass away or anything happens with your belongings, our kids, I don't have no say so in shit. I can't do shit. I can't go to a probate attorney, do anything, because I'm just a random bitch. It don't matter. Oh, but we've been living together for this amount of years. They don't give a fuck about that. They don't give a fuck about me. It don't matter how much you love me. You're, we are not. Oh, so now you just over here like, oh, I'm gonna make sure I put you in the will, huh?
Yeah, if you my life partner, yeah, I'll put you in my will. What you mean?
So if you want to put this woman in your will, make sure that she's well taken care of once you pass away, what is really your complex with the term marriage? Because you're wanting to.
Because I feel like it's a business more than it dealing with love. Like, I don't feel like because I love you means that we need to get married. I don't think those two correlate.
So why does, because I love you, I need to put you in my will, correlate?
Because you're the woman that I want, that's in my life for the rest of my life. That's why. And if something happens to me, I'm going to take care of the woman that been with me for however long that has my kids. So my kids will be good as well.
Okay, so are you also going to make the moves to get a power of attorney and put everything as her?
Yeah, why not?
That's just so complex and so extra when you could get married. Don't get me wrong, you still like have to deal with power of attorney to an extent. But if me and you are in a long-term relationship, if anything happened to you, because this is the way you got to think about it. You're thinking about it in the sense of, when I decide you're my life partner, who knows how many years it's going to take for you to finally decide I'm the life partner. So when you decide, you're going to get all this done. If anything happens to you, God forbid, and you're laying on a hospital bed, your family is not around, any of that shit, I ain't going to be able to say shit. I ain't going to be able to make no decision. I ain't going to be able to do nothing because I'm just girlfriend. I don't have shit to prove. So let's just hope that your life partner will have established and y'all will be like, oh yeah, it's been 10 years. I want you to be my life partner now. Let's go fill out this fucking paperwork and nothing happens before then, because she's going to be fucked, buddy, and so will you.
Well, hopefully my siblings will still be there. Somebody that, you know, make those executive decisions. And everything goes well. Shit, once I die, I die.
That's a just in a totally related, unrelated tangent here. That's selfish, because from personal experience, just leaving things to certain people because your blood is a very selfish thing to do, because it's a heavy toll on people emotionally and mentally. Be dealing with a loved one that has passed, it's not like a piece of pie at all. Like, it's really complex and it's a lot to put into it. So just saying, oh, hope my brothers are still here, they handle it, that's a lot.
I mean, shit, who else is gonna handle it?
Your wife.
And she should, because she committed to do that. You know, entering in this marriage was, I'm gonna take care of this shit, I'm gonna make sure everything's good. Unlike your siblings that might have an own relationship, a relationship of their own, family of their own, you know, they might not have the time to do all that shit. Your wife.
Nah, we blood. That we ain't on that type of time in my family. Like, nah.
It's not about, I'm just gonna be like, well, fuck it, he passed away, I'll get around to it when I can. But you might have, they might have jobs, they might have kids, they got shit going on, and literally they can't do it like they would like to. Like, I had someone call in today basically saying that their father passed away, and the way they had set the will up was when their mother passed away. Well, for the mother, he was the executor of state. For the father, the brother was executor of state. So when each person passed away, it wouldn't be too much. Well, now the father passed away, it's the brother's turn, but the brother just started a new job. So he can't go and get all the probate shit done as he would like to. And he was like, so, you know, I got to kind of pick up the slack there, you know, and make sure that everything's going to be good, because who knows, my brother will have that time. People have lives. Shit happens. You can want to be there as much as you want to. But the difference is, with your fucking wife, that's part of her fucking duties as a wife, to make sure that shit is taken the fuck care of.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that is a part of duty of my family. Like, I know that firsthand. Like, that's just what, how shit goes in my family.
I'm happy that you have that. I really love that for you.
I appreciate it.
I know that was really aggressive, but I mean that.
No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, I get that, but I'm just saying, like, I know when shit goes down, like, shit is stopping and shit is gonna get handled.
What if you outlive everybody?
Huh?
What if you outlive everybody?
my will would be in place, and
nigga just gonna be dead.
Yeah, my will would be in place. I don't need no funeral, I don't need nothing that. I just want my belongings to either go to my kids and the woman that I'm with.
So, like, then my last question to you would be, when you're dating these women, do they want life partners as well? Because you need to be dating women that only want to be a life partner.
Nah, they be wanting marriage, which be crazy that they still be trying to talk to me, unless they just enjoy my presence. And I ain't that goddamn charming, so I don't know what it is.
They think they can convince your motherfucking ass. That's what the fuck that is. Mm-hmm. They think you playing. Lord knows, when they hear this, they can. Oh, this nigga dead serious. He really don't want marriage. He just want to put me in his will. Yeah, honey. You will never get that last name, so don't try to get it.
I'm sorry.
That's only for your kids.
Yeah, they can have both of our last names.
Oh my fucking gosh, this is so fucking extra. Now the kids gotta have hyphenated. The kids gotta have hyphenated last names, all because you don't want a wife mommy.
Mommy is wife, just not legally.
Same. All I have for it is a fucking sigh.
Maybe I have a change of heart one day. But just the business aspect of all that shit is just, that shit just throws me off.
But some of it is important, like, especially whereas owning property and real estate and things like that is concerned. That's important.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of that shit is important, and I'm just amazed because niggas be all about their business until it's time to get a business agreement with a girl. And then that's all right. Of a sudden, whoa.
That's my business, not your business. Like, I did this. I built this empire. You didn't help with shit.
So here comes selfish again. You didn't help with shit. I did this. I built this. But I'm going to put you in my will, though, so you can have some of it. But you just can't have my last name.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Have no more words.
Yeah. I told you I may have a change of heart one day, maybe, but as of right now, shit don't make sense. And yeah.
Bro, don't come to my wedding when I have one because you don't agree and you don't support it. So
what you mean? I support anybody that do get married. I'm happy for y'all.
Nigga could be up there like, yeah, this shit don't make sense.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that. It makes sense for y'all. I say it don't make sense for me. Like, my brother's getting married in September.
Wow. Whew. My sister's getting married in September.
I'm happy for him.
I'm happy for her.
I'm gonna be single as hell at that wedding.
Nah, but I plan on having a girlfriend soon, though, for real, for real.
Me too.
Okay. Whoa, all right, so... I guess this just was the cue. Everybody's about to get girlfriends but me. So, let's be glad that gay marriage is legalized. And, yeah, thanks.
Relax.
So, I would like to open the floor up to you all. If there's anything that you'd like to say in closing, any piece of advice, anything that you feel.
It's 10 o'clock.
Okay, it's 10 fucking o'clock. We get it. If there's any piece of advice, anything you feel led to speak on, anything, the floor is yours. Say what you gotta say. They are listening.
I just love black women.
That's okay, I respect it. Stay single.
Stay single?
Yeah.
Who, you or me or them?
Everybody.
Yeah, I think so too. Everybody's happy that way. You know, you can do what you want. Ain't no restrictions in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Say what?
All right.
Listen, listen, listen. Nah, seriously, thank you for listening to Thelma's Cope, but I'm gonna need you to do a little something. Subscribe, follow, whatever the hell, so you will not miss another episode. And then also give me your feedback. You know how you go to the grocery store, you go to get fast food, and they be like, please do the survey. Okay, no, I've become that woman. Rate me. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can rate me at, go ahead, rate the podcast, leave a comment, shit, do something. And also, if you go to anchor.fm/thoumustcope, you can also send me a voice memo. Give me some feedback, and I promise I'll add it to one of the episodes. Peace.